Today we'll be discussing the obligation to have the meal of Malava Malka after Shabbos. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So Malava Malka is the meal that we have after Shabbos. It literally means escorting the queen. So I want to explain where the source is and some of the halachas that are relevant to the meal of Malava Malka. So before we start the details, we have to figure out what's the source of this meal. So the Radvaz in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel writes that he feels that the obligation to have the Malava Malka is not really an obligation at all. It's Midas Chasidus, it's a nice thing. He says, V'haditzna mi sheyesh le mazen yudal et sudas le'itam min akupa v'lei tzarech tesvav sudas min sudas shlisha shel Shabbos v'yesh lo'imar she'asudas sha'ayichu mincha taspik le'matzei Shabbos v'yavagav de mitzvah le'echu matzei Shabbos k'misha malavis ha'melech ha'nimil le'mada'ef sh'le she'in kan chayva. What the Radvaz is saying is like this. The halacha was that if someone was very poor, the city was obligated to supply him with a certain amount of meals. Says the Radvaz, the city is not obligated to supply him with the meal of Malava Malka. He says, even though there's a concept of eating a meal after Shabbos, hani meal lamanda efshale, that's if you have the food. She'ein kan chayva, it's not an obligation. Meaning, to have meals on Shabbos, it's an obligation. So we're obligated to supply the poor person with the food. But Malava Malka is not an obligation. So it's clear that the opinion of the Ravaz is Malava Malka is not an obligation. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin, Sifkat and Beis also feels this way. He says, Vada, you should know, Demilkamakim Sudazu, this meal of Malava Malka ain't a chayva love. K'may ha-gimel sudishal Shabbos. It's not an obligatory like the three meals of Shabbos. D'shama smulchu akra. Because for the three meals of Shabbos, there's a source, there's a hint for it in the Pasuk. V'zerak mitzvah ba'alma. Malava Malka is a mitzvah, but it's not an obligation. V'nafka mina hechadi yeshal l'kayim kulam. And the nafka mina will be, if you don't have enough food to have all the meals, it's better to have to eat the three meals than the Malava Malka. The Sharetzi in Sifkat and Tes, he adds, v'chein hechadi yesh le basar edagim k'daim v'tzimtzum mutav liyafis ben yoyser shalashudas. He says it's also relevant if a person only has a certain amount of meat or a certain amount of fish, and he wants to know what should he eat it for, you know, what should he save it for. Says the Mishnah Berurah, save it for the three meals. It's better to have the three meals be nicer sudas, because those are obligations, than to have a nicer Malava Malka, which is not an obligation. However, the Chayei Adam in Klal Ches Sif Lamed Vav seems to disagree. He writes the following, Ashrei Lamisha Mekayim Sudas Revius Bepas. It's a very praiseworthy thing to have the Malava Malka to eat bread. V'inikra sudas Malava Malka, and this meal is called Malava Malka. Ulamisha yeshalei lechol pas, alkopan miyoichol mine mezonos. And if you can't eat bread, then you should at least eat mezonos. V'zehu choyv gomer. This meal is an absolute obligation. That's what the Chayei Adam says. So to me, it appears that it's an machlokas between the Chayei Adam and the Mishnah Berurah and the Radvaz. The Chayei Adam writes that it chayv gomer. And if you look at the Tshuvas V'Hanhagas, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Samech Vav, Ramesh Shtermach writes, Sudas Malava Malka, he chayv midrabanon. The Malava Malka is a chiyuv derabbanan, it's a rabbinic obligation. He seems to agree with the Chayei Adam. He quotes from the Maaseh Rav that the Gro was very, very makbid that his wife would eat the Malava Malka. There was a case where she fell asleep, she wasn't planning on eating, and he told people to wake her up to have the Malava Malka. I saw a very interesting thing, a fascinating thing in the Sefer Mincha Shabbos. In the Hashmatas to Simen Tzadi Vav Sifkat and Lamed, quoting the Sefer Noam Elimelech, it says the following, Shesgula lenoshim shlo yiskashu b'leidoson, a skula for women to have a very easy childbirth, hu sheyoichlu b'chol matzei Shabbos, eizadav l'shei mitzvah Malava Malka, that every matzei Shabbos, the woman should eat something from Malava Malka, v'afgam yoimru b'peh mole, and the woman should also speak out, that she's eating l'shem mitzvah Malava Malka, that she's eating this food in order for the sake of the mitzvah of Malava Malka. And says Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk, by doing this, by eating Malava Malka and saying out loud, I'm doing this in order to fulfill the mitzvah of having this meal of Malava Malka, it'll be a skula
to help the woman give birth more easily. So it seems that it is either it's an obligation or it's a mitzvah. The halacha is that men, women, and children old enough to, as they say, old enough for chinuch, old enough to be trained in mitzvahs are obligated in the mitzvah of Malava Malka. There's a question, though, amongst the poskim, at what point should you eat the meal? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dekashem shetzarech l'chabed haShabbos b'knisasa, kein tzarech l'chabda b'yitziyasa." The Malava Malka is in order to escort the Shabbos away. The same way you have to honor Shabbos by bringing it in with candles and kiddush, so too you have to escort it with honor. Kashem shad malavas hamelech b'tzeisam in the ear. The same way you would walk the king outside of the city. That's the concept of this meal. Umitam ze nira. So says the Mishnah Berurah. It appears to me shetoyv l'hakdima k'day shitei smuch l'yitziyas haShabbos. If the whole point of this meal is in order to escort Shabbos, to escort the melech, the malka away, then it's important to do it right after Shabbos. So right after Shabbos, you should stop what you're doing and eat the Malava Malka. The Sefer Nezi Yisrael, Simen Nun Vav, Sif Gatan Hey, he writes, he cites from the Sefer Yisrael, B'Sharish HaAvodah, that the Malava Malka cannot be eaten after 4 hours. Achar Dalad Shais Balayla, 4 hours into the night, Lo Yotze Yidei Chavasa, you don't fulfill your obligation. Now that's the opinion of the Yisrael B'Sharish HaAvodah. However, the Ben Ish Chai in Shana Beis, Parshas Vayetze, Ois Chav Zayin writes, Afal Pi Shenosnu Lo Shir at Achar Arba Shais, says the Ben Ish Chai, although you're supposed to definitely get the meal in within 4 hours, Hainu L'mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, that's the opportune time to do it. Aval Mnenas Yochel L'kayim HaChatzois Laila. However, if you get pushed off, something comes up, you could push off them, you could do it until Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah also says, Ayin Shari Tshuva Demashma De'ena Kedai B'chol Gavne Acha Yoyse Mechatzos. That's also the Mishnah Berurah also says that under no circumstance should you be eating it, it should never be pushed off past Chatzos. It should always be done by the time of Chatzos. The Sefer Tamei HaMenhagim Kuntres Achrein Simen Tovchav Hei writes the following: Ubesefer Mishpat Tzedek Kasa B'Shem Sefer Machzik Bracha B'Shem Marsha V'Chin Kasa Rabbeinu Rama Mipanu. The Rama Mipanu, the great Mekubal, writes: The Toiv L'Asa Is Davar Mechudish L'Sudas Malava Malka. The Ba'Yisuda Ben Ba'Aban Pei Nafsha V'Loy Mishiroyim. Says the Rama Mipanu, it's important that this meal, it's its own meal, and therefore you should cook something special for the meal. It should not be leftovers of Shabbos. It's not a leftover meal. It's preferred that you cook something specifically for the Malava Malka. It seems that this is not an obligation, but this is just a nice thing to do in order to show respect to the meal, that you should cook something special for it. Just to show the importance of this mitzvah, the Gra in Tosefes Maisa Rav Ois Kuf Nen writes, Pamachas Chola V'Hikia. One time he got sick and he threw up. U'Kishavriya Ma'at, and when he felt a little better, Tziva La'imdun L'fan of Liris Imedayin Lo'i Ho'ir HaShachar. Shilasu Oisai Kazayis Pas Ba'al Karachai K'di L'Kayim Mitzvah Malav Malka. We said before that there are a couple opinions as to when Malav Malka can go for. The Nezi Yisrael says it can't go after 4 hours. The Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that you can go until Chatzos. So the Gra in Tosefes Maaser Rav once threw up, and he said, check if it's not Omer HaShachar, if it's not already dawn. Because if it's not dawn yet, I could still eat a little bread for the mitzvah of Malka. So clearly the Gra actually felt that b'di'eved, you could actually fulfill the mitzvah of Malka until dawn. There are those, it's brought down by the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Arizal, that make it a point not to remove their Shabbos clothing until after they have eaten Malava Malka. Also, the opinion will end off with this. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, if it's difficult for a person to eat bread, so we quote it from the Chayadim, he should eat cake, or some other mezainis, or at least some fruit. And they bring down from Rav Yaakov Emden, that if it's impossible, you might be able to fulfill your obligation by drinking a cup of coffee or tea. All questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.